I was over listening to Georgie D's station today, and I heard Bernie talking about shoes, and it made me think of some of my shoe stories in a shoe story. These days, I mostly do not wear shoes because I like to be grounded. I love the negative ions that come from Mother Gaia giving me a positive attitude. So, shoes are so interesting because I remember one of my very first 3D drawings as a child. I was fascinated with the idea of being able to draw letters in 3D. And so, I drew Nike, N-I-K-E, and then extruded them all out, giving them three-dimensional proportions. And I remember how proud I was being able to draw that swoosh and it looking just like the swoosh on the shoes, because I couldn't afford Nikes at the time. I was a little poor kid. Fast forward to middle of my eighth grade year. I remember seeing the first pair of Reeboks and somebody says, "Oh my gosh, look at his Reeboks." I'm like, "What the heck is a Reebok?" I'd never heard the word before. And you started having this division of, oh, you got poor shoes, and oh, look, I got fancy shoes. And I noticed this interesting kind of thing happening where people were now starting to care what shoes they had on, because before that, no one cared. Then we fast forward into high school, and I see it growing even more. And a friend of mine, Travis Fiore, and I decided to try this little experiment. And so we bought some junk shoes, just like the cheapest thing we could find at Kmart. And then we took labels off of these fancy shoes and glued them onto our cheap-ass shoes. And the funny thing is how people were like, "Oh my gosh, I've never seen a pair of those. Those are so cool." All because of that little label. And it made me realize how much perception can be distorted through the commercialization, you know, building a brand, building something that somebody perceives to be better than something else, when it really is just a perception. I used to play these games in my mind when I was a child. What if instead of Ferrari, that guy's name was Foopelbutt? And everybody goes, "Oh man, I want a Foopelbutt." And I realized, everything just is because that's the way it's grown to be. Like, the word Tesla used to refer only to a wonderful man that created all kinds of different stuff by tapping into his higher self and allowing those ideas to flow through him. And now it's a car company, an electric company, and one of the most admired vehicles in the United States. And that was non-existent when I was a child. So, perception and shoes. I now only have sandals, and I have one pair of little five-finger toe shoes, because those make me feel like I'm still walking barefoot. It's like gloves for my feet. But for the most part, I walk around barefoot and toughened up my feet. I don't even wear shoes hardly in the wintertime, unless I have to go to a store. But I've boycotted most of those for quite a while also, so I don't have to wear shoes. I do like the market, because you can walk around barefoot there. Well, my little Steemit community is growing. I now have 70 followers, and my karma score's up to 39.5, or whatever they call it. A little number next to your icon. Shows how sharing and caring you are, I suppose. And it's so cool being able to discover all these new people and artists, and it feels like the early days of Anchor and the early days of Twitter, and it has this real small town kind of a feel to it. And it's amazing because it's a platform that allows you to share and it rewards you instead of some shareholder by extracting the money and paying them by forcing us to watch advertisement. And I can appreciate advertisement because it's given us the ability to have all of the free services that we have, and you can just ignore the advertisement, and the ones that have a bunch of money that want to buy stuff can buy it. So that's cool and all, but it's so much nicer to be able to just upvote somebody's stuff and give him some cryptocurrency. I think it's the future of where all of these types of platforms are going to be going. They're getting ready to create a new Twitter clone called Zapple that should be out later this month. They're still in alpha testing on it. But the thing that's so cool is that I have the keys myself. So I can say what I want to say. I can change what I have put up there. I have control over it. No one else has the ability to censor me or take it down or whatever. And that right there is the value that I see in that system, is that it's run by the users, and it's also a development platform. So I use this little app called Esteem, Esteem, and the creator of that is this guy named Good Karma. And from using his app, he's been also voting for my stuff, giving me back value to, and showing appreciation for me using his app. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is so cool, because there's already a guy that created DSound over there, PCR, I think his name is, PRC. Anyway, he was inspired by the guy, Hyman Danger, from Germany, that created DTube, a decentralized YouTube that uses the interplanetary naming system to propagate the videos, so it's not on any centralized server. And he took about 6 months to build the DTube, and this other guy took about just a few months to build DSound. And so I've been talking to him about, wouldn't it be cool if we could then have an interface to where we could record a reply directly as audio into our blog, essentially recreating the experience we had on Anchor One, because you could start out and create a wave, right? Your main topic, which you can also put text and pictures and links and everything else. And then if you have that connected to an audio file, and then people have the ability to reply with an audio file, then we can literally create that conversation feel, so that when you go back and play through it, you'd be able to hear it as a conversation, and it could go on forever. And the nice thing is, you could actually take one of those audio files and post it back up as a key of a brand new conversation that could be started. So those beautiful conversations that flow out of the responses that were unable to be monetized in this centralized concept of audio lives beautifully on the blockchain. And so I'm excited. I'm really excited about the future. And this is a call out to all my musical, all the singers and music players and artists of the audio vibration format. Over there on Steemit, they have an open mic competition or collaboration. And that particular category or tag gets a huge amount of following, and I've seen songs that people have sang, same way that we would do here on Anchor, get as much as $150, $200 in cryptocurrency that you can literally then convert right into monies and go buy something with it. So, just saying, if you you guys want to make some money with your creativity and build a new community that supports you and that you can interact with and support them, you might want to check out Steemit and DSound. It's pretty awesome. It's a little bit buggy. It's still early days. It's only been out about a year. So it has a ton of room to grow, and I really want to find all you guys over there so I can tip you and upvote you and start generating some income for you guys so that in the future we can all go to my islands out in the ocean and hang out and not have to worry about monies anymore. Just be creative and have fun. So if you're musically inclined and you've found it difficult to make any kind of monies with it because of the way they they restrict the access and the barrier to getting in, and then they strip out all the value of the creation that you create, well, this allows you to strip out that middleman and go directly to an audience, and their appreciation for your creativity earns you rewards, and it's an amazing system. It's an amazing system. I think it's beautiful. And they're the DSound project that was built on top of the Steemit platform allows you to record, to take your recordings and directly put them into that system, and then all the feedbacks and listens, and when people like it and stuff like that, you end up getting little rewards. So just thought I'd share this here because I love all you guys and love your voices and your creative talents, and I'd love to see them rewarded more. So come on over and check me out, steemit.com/@aloisticartist. And I think I'll put a link here to, I think it's the open mic. I got to go check it out so you can see just how much rewards these people are getting for sharing. Because, you know, the work that we're doing, the creation that we're sharing, it's all very valuable. And all the other systems and platforms extract that value and pay their shareholders. Why shouldn't they be sharing, paying you? You know, they should be paying you for creating. And that's what I went out looking for, and that's the, I finally found a platform that supports us creatives and all of us that love to share. So, it's going to be an awesome, awesome world when I can see all of my friends over there. And I'm still trying to figure out exactly how we can take our audio from Anchor, because it is such an easy platform to create in. Take our audio from there and be able to put it into DSound. But I'm really working on trying to figure out how to do an interface so that you can record directly into the blockchain. And that could be super, super awesome. All right. Ciao for now. This is Aloistic Artist, over and out.